Welcome to the Positive Spiritual Living Podcast, brought to you by Unity on the Bay. This is your positive path for spiritual living.
Thank you, Wendy, the fabulous Wendy, our music ministry. Thank you for the meditation and the teaching and just being a part of our Sunday experience. You know, Unity on the Bay, we are a community that is so open to the messages and the teachings and the truth that lie in so many world religions and philosophies. I'm reminded that one of the reasons why unity is called unity is because of that, because we believe that there is this unity between all paths, and they're always leading us to recognize the power that is within us, which is the power of the divine. So thank you for that. I'm getting mixed messages from you all. I thought the jokes at the 9 o'clock service tanked. I even told them that I wasn't gonna use them at the second service. I did say that, but I just got a couple of text messages, Faye, that said that I should try. So let me ask this question, because this way it'll be your fault if they're bad and I share them. Clap if you don't want me to say the joke. Mildred, I got your address. I got your phone number. Clap if you want to hear at least one of them. Sorry, Mildred. It wasn't me. It was them. Yeah, God wants it, Mildred. God. Okay, I'll just do one really quick. Earth Day Sunday, right? What is the tree's least favorite month? September. Everybody apologize to Mildred after the service today. All right. But I do want to mention trees. No. Well, see me after the service. So I wanted to talk about trees, though, because I want you to know, now that we are celebrating Earth Day Sunday, some of you around a few years ago, we made a promise to more fully live our principles, right? And the things that we teach and talk about. And so a few years ago, we made the commitment that on Earth Day, we would always tithe and we would always donate to an organization called One Tree Planted. And so today, as part of this Sunday service, we're going to be giving to them so that they can plant 500 trees in the name of Unity on the Bay. And at that time, we also made the promise that we would also give towards planting a tree for every individual that came to one of our classes or events. And so since we made that commitment, Unity on the Bay, you have been a part of planting over 3,000 trees around the world in support and in love of Mother Nature. And I really love, some of you know this already, but I really love Earth Day Sunday because as somebody that really wants to continue to live these teachings that talk about compassion, right? And the compassionate heart, which not only extends the compassion that we have towards ourselves, but the compassion that we have towards others, which is ourselves, and the compassion that we have towards Mother Earth and nature, which is an extension of ourselves, right? And so it's a really wonderful thing that we can talk about the things that we can do out in the world in honor of Earth Day Sunday and also bring it to spiritual practice. What does it mean? What does it remind us of? What does it make us mindful of as we are doing things out in the world? Because here in Unity, we believe so within goes outside, and that which is outside is also an expression of what is within. And so it's this relationship that we have with Mother Earth and with being good stewards of Mother Earth that can bring us to a place of deeper spiritual knowing and deeper spiritual wisdom. And so today I want to share with you a little bit about that. Now, most faith traditions will talk about the connection or the ways in which we're invited to really be good stewards of Mother Earth. in Genesis, so in the Hebrew scriptures, Genesis 2, verse 15 says, the Lord God took humans and put them in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it. In the teachings of the Quran, chapter 35, verse 39, it says, it is he who has made you successors upon the earth, meaning that we have been made what is called the Khalifa, which is the stewards of not only humanity, but we have been entrusted with Mother Earth and caring for our surroundings. In the Buddhist traditions, Thich Nhat Hanh, for example, says, the earth is our mother, nourishing and protecting us in every moment, giving us air to breathe, fresh water to drink, food to eat, and healing herbs to cure us when we are sick. In that, he reminds us that it's not that we have a relationship with nature, we have an intimate relationship with nature. It's an intimate, you know, as intimate as with our loved ones, as intimate with those that create and are part of our community. That's the kind of relationship, and I don't know about you, but part of my spiritual practices are meant to not only heal me and work through me, but so that I can show up in greater ways in my intimate relationships, right? How many of you, as you have done your own healing, as you've done your own spiritual work, have been able to show up for others in bigger, better, deeper ways, right? And we can do the same with Mother Earth. We can do the same, and not only can we extend it from us, but as we are extending that kind of care, we can take moments of mindfulness and awareness, because there's even deeper teachings at hand from it. In the Native American Lakota tradition, Chief Seattle said, the earth does not belong to us, we belong to the earth. And so how are we cultivating this intimate relationship, and how are we showing up in that? In Unity, we do embrace the principles of oneness, of recognizing that there is this interconnectedness and actually an interdependence between us and everything that is around us. So when we talk about caring for Mother Earth, we're talking about loving ourselves. And conversely, when we don't recognize the impact that some of our unconscious decisions and actions take place, we may be harming ourselves in the process also. And so what are the things that we are planting? What are the ways in which we are cultivating and toiling the soil within us to more fully be aware of this oneness and the divinity that is not only within us, but asking to show up through us? Fritz of Capra said, ecology and spirituality are fundamentally connected because deep ecological awareness ultimately is spiritual awareness. See, when we are spiritually aware, we act with integrity towards that which we say we love, that which we are connected with, and especially with Mother Earth in our home. And it really is a practice of mindfulness. I was reminded, I was driving down, I told this story a while back with something else, but I was driving to the Keys. I was gonna go speak in the Keys, and I was running late. There was traffic. You know, have you been there where you're going to what some would consider paradise, but you're so stuck in the stress of it all that you're not fully noticing it, right? My mom recently, she's coming down for Mother's Day, and she's living in Atlanta right now. She says to me, okay, but as soon as you pick me up at the airport, I just feel like going to a really nice beach, so let's rent something a little bit further north so that we can go to the beach. I'm like, Mom, we're in Miami. We're like 5 minutes away from the beach, right? But how many of us sometimes forget when we take a moment of mindfulness and realize we live in places where people dream of vacationing? And how many times have we crossed bridges without recognizing that we're literally passing pictures of postcards as we're driving through? And so that's why I mean where, in, especially on Earth Day Sunday, when we look at how we are in connection with nature, it's an opportunity of mindfulness. And so I had this opportunity of mindfulness. I was stressed out. I couldn't deal with like being late and the traffic. And my AC started to, you know, do its thing, and it was hot. But then I was like, all right, what am I going to do? Like, I lowered both my windows. And in that moment, I looked to my right. gorgeous water. I look to my left, gorgeous water. And guess what? The stress slowly but surely started to dissipate, right? And to me, that really is about when we are mindful about the surroundings, we're mindful about what's going on within us. We become more mindful or more aware of the gift or the presence that is in that moment. And it reminds me, George Washington Carver is one of my all-time favorites. And he says this, by the way, scientist, black civil rights leader, the first person to ever have a memorial, a federal memorial made after them that wasn't a president was George Washington Carver. That's how much I love him. I've been there, Missouri, twice. Okay, I love to think of nature as an unlimited broadcasting station through which God speaks to us every hour if we only tune in. So what is God speaking to us through nature? What is God speaking to us through what is taking place in our world and in Mother Nature at this time? How are we being invited to be stewards of God's love, light, expressing as creation itself? And how are we being called to recognize as co-creators or creators of this creation that it is for us to tend to it, and it is for us to not only be present for it, but then use it as part of our spiritual practice and nurturing so that we can go deeper into the truth of who we are. Now, I'm going to share with you a couple of things that I picked up a little earlier from United Nations, and United Nations has Actions for a Healthy Planet. I'm sure you've heard all of these before, right? And I'm pretty sure you've heard a lot of the things that we talk about at Unity quite a bit, right? Because part of it is not, it's not something new, right? This is a way of being, and we need those reminders. I was even getting ready for service this morning, and I turned on the shower, and then something called my attention, and so I left the bathroom, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be talking about taking care of Mother Earth, and I just left the shower on. And thank God I was speaking about taking care of Mother Earth because it was a reminder to be more mindful and to take action based on what I believe is possible through my mindful and intentional actions. And so I'm not going to go through all of these, but I want to just share with you some of these and how I relate them to spiritual practice. For example, there's conserve water, right? Just conserving water. Don't do what Juan did this morning. If you're gonna, conserve water. But also, don't send chemicals into the water stream. So be mindful about the things that you're putting into the water. By the way, aren't we always being asked to be mindful about what we're putting into ourselves? And I don't mean that just from a place of nourishment. I mean that, like, our thoughts, right? The consciousness. What are we putting into the consciousness? Well, you know what? I want thoughts of pure love. I want thoughts of pure light. I want thoughts of pure peace. And so, gotta get rid of all the other stuff that are the add-ons and just go to the purity of spirit in all that we do. The same as being clear and pure about what we're putting into our water streams. What about changing your home's source of energy? Now, how many of you walked into Unity and maybe are still in the process of it where you thought that your success, you thought your happiness was outside of yourself? And that's where you got your energy for life, your zest for life. And all of a sudden we realized, wait a minute, that may be limited, right? That's impermanent, right? And so how can we switch and recognize the source of energy that is within us and start looking to spirit to be what energizes us and our actions? The same thing we're being invited to do now. What is the source of energy in your homes? Now, FPL, for example, has a program because we signed up for it where you can call them up and you can let them know that you only want renewable energy to be what your home uses. And so you can do that. You can switch the source of the energy that you use at home as we are shifting and recognizing the source of our energy, our God self, our own divinity, and move from that place. Then looking at saving energy at home, right? It is this resource of energy that we have, but are we being good stewards of it? And many times we talk about here where How many of us have gone to the place like, oh, I really want to do that gratitude list at the end of the night so that I can, you know, go to sleep aware of all the wonderful things that happened to me during the day. But we get to the end of the night, I'm like, I ain't got time or energy for that. I am spent, right? Because we spend our energy in other things. How many of us sometimes, you know, have a meditation practice or we want to go deeper into our meditation practice and add some time or maybe make it more consistent, but all of a sudden we, you know, decide that we're going to binge watch Three Body Count or whatever the one that I started watching the other day is, and we stay up till 2 a.m. and then the thing that we said we wanted to have energy for, I don't have time for. I got to get up. I got to get my child for school. I want to sleep in a little bit more. And so being conscious of how using our energy and being conscious of the things that we value and the ways in which we want to prioritize those things is an important part of our own spiritual awakening and journey. And it's an important part of being mindful about how we take care of Mother Earth. Love, reduce, reuse, repair, recycle. We've talked about this before in other Earth Days. Reduce. Let's reduce the negative thinking. Let's reduce our belief in limitations, right? And so you reduce that. Reuse and recycle affirmations that work for us, right? Like not, you know, don't discard what has been working for you. Continue to use it or find new uses for it. If it worked in one area of your life, an affirmation, maybe that same affirmation can work in another area of your life. And so continue to like see how you can use those tools. I love that they, a few years back, added repair. How many of us, and I've been there, where it's like, you know, you throw out the baby with the bathwater, you know, like you are hurt, you feel damaged, you feel unworthy, and you feel like you could just be discarded. And how many times have we actually discarded ourselves? How many times have we not given ourselves the opportunity to heal, to be repaired, and to recognize that the power of love is the power that heals and is the power that then extends to take care of Mother Earth? And so rather than throw something away that doesn't work anymore, is there even an opportunity to repair? And I get it. Sometimes it feels like it's easier to just throw it away. Sometimes it's easier to just put it on the back burner. The things that we need to heal about ourselves or that are being called to heal, uncomfortable. And so it's better to just put it to the side, throw it in a closet, buy yourself a new one, right? An opportunity for spiritual nourishment there. What I just mentioned, eat more plant-based foods. The amount of energy that goes into like meat, for example. And the only thing I'll say to that is, well, I'll say two things. One, because it was on this list, I got to recommit myself to it. So you can join me in deciding to take 1 or 2 days at least a week of not eating meats and eating all plant-based foods. But Unity began as a vegetarian movement. Our co-founders actually believed in the interchanging of energies. And they would talk about the fact that animals, which have a higher level of feeling pain, you know, like the moment that they feel that pain, that's an energy, right? Like when you feel pain, don't you like hold that energy in? And so Charles and Myrtle Fillmore were very mindful about the foods that they brought into their system and the energy of that food and what it carried. Plant native species. I get it, because I've been there before. It's like, I like that plant. It doesn't belong here. It takes more water. It's not meant to be here, but I like that plant. And so we put it in, right? It's an opportunity to recognize everything has a place and everything has a space. And the more that we honor the places and spaces that not only nature, but who we are can be in, then the more we flow with life, the less resources that we need because we are exactly where we need to be and we aren't fighting. How many times do we take up so much energy because we're trying to get into a place where we just know that we don't belong, but somehow something told us, or maybe we were thinking like, well, I don't want that position, I don't want that job, but it'll look really good. And my parents wanted it for me, and so we push, energy, 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 and it's not for us. It's not the space. So recognize where things go in our life and how we show up. And then I will say, make more your money count. Look at the ways in which you're supporting the businesses, the institutions the organizations, I was reminded of Gandhi's quote on happiness. Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. Check it out. See how you're being called to be in greater harmony and greater happiness as you support Mother Earth. I want to leave you by talking about Jesus' first miracle. Okay, let's see if this service knows it a little bit more than the first one. How many of you know John 2, verse 1 through 5? How many of you know the wedding at Cana? Okay, how many of you know when Jesus turned water into wine? Yeah, okay, got it, bingo, that's the one. Did you know that was his first miracle? That's actually what started the ministry that Jesus, that started the fullness of what Jesus was meant to do. And he didn't think he was ready for it. So when all of a sudden the wine is done, they turn to Mary, Jesus' mother. And the mother says to Jesus, hey, they have no wine. And it says that Jesus said to her, woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not come yet. His mother, as most good mothers, pretended not to hear that and said to the people that were with the wines and everything, goes, do whatever he tells you to do. See, Jesus wasn't ready, or he didn't think he was ready to do what he was being called to do. How many times do we not think that we are ready to take the right actions? How many times do we think that we're not ready to think big, to recognize the impact that we have? Let's not kid ourselves. Let's not say that what we do has a small impact on life. It has a humongous impact. We talk about consciousness. We talk about energy. We talk about who we are and how we show up being an impactful thing. So let's no longer lose the sight of what our impact can do. Let's not minimize it, because the moment we minimize our impact on one thing, we're saying that there is a way of minimizing the impact we have on all things. And that is not spiritually true. So our time is now to take right action. Our time is now to really care for Mother Earth. And our time is now to go deeper into the truth of our being and let it shine forth as the extension of not only being good stewards to Mother Earth, but being good stewards to our own divinity and the way that we show up in the world. Don Miguel Ruiz, in one of the last lines in one of my favorite of his books, The Five Agreements, says this: we are not in a hurry, but we have no time to lose. We're not in a hurry, but our time is now. I want to leave you by reading to you the Beatitudes for Earth Sunday. These are by Richard Gilbert. And at the end, I'm going to invite you to speak the last line with me. Blessed are the heavens, for they declare the power of creation. Blessed is the earth, our beloved home, for she is a planet of plenitude. Blessed are the waters thereon, for they gave rise to living things. Blessed is the land, for it is the source of life abundant. Blessed is the air that we breathe, for it fires us to live and love. Blessed are the beasts of the field, for they are glorious to behold. Blessed are the birds of the air, for they carve a graceful arc in the sky. Blessed are the mountains and the seas and the valleys, for their variety makes rich our habitat. Blessed are the fields of grain, the orchards of fruit, for they give sustenance, asking nothing in return. Blessed are the dwellers on earth, for they cherish the privilege of living upon it. Blessed are they who protect the earth and all her creatures, from the plants of the field to the trees of the forest, for their reward shall be harmony with the web of existence. And together, let us speak this last line: rejoice and be glad, for the earth and her people are one. Let's say that together. Rejoice and be glad, for the earth and her people are one. Let us be blessed. Namaste.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Positive Spiritual Living Podcast, brought to you by Unity on the Bay, a spiritual community located in Miami, Florida. Unity on the Bay is supported by the generosity of its community. If you'd like to make a donation or learn more about Unity on the Bay, please visit unityonthebay.org. You can also follow Unity on the Bay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for even more positive spiritual inspiration. Until next time, thanks for listening and many blessings. Namaste.